We had further trips of a unit each at Kriel, Majuba and Matimba. Now, these are very large units, and they are quite crucial. So you will have noticed last night that we issued an alert that there was a risk of load shedding. We managed to navigate our way through peak hour without implementing load shedding, but it again demonstrates how tightly balanced the system is. This morning, we have been able to return Kriel Unit 2 to service just after 5 o'clock this morning. However, at 5:45, Medupi 3 tripped. Now, Medupi 3, that's another big unit, 720 megawatts. We expect this unit to be back by evening peak. Then, unfortunately, we also lost Duva Unit 5, and that is at a capacity of 520 megawatts. At this point in time, we do not have a forecast return to service time, but our crews are working flat out on that unit. There are some challenges with some of the controls at that unit that need addressing. We are running diesel. At the moment, we've got 8 OCGTs in operation. Of course, not desirable. OCGTs are intended to operate on a peaking basis only to tide us over peaks. So the continued high levels of diesel consumption, not desirable. Adequate reserve there to protect us against sudden outages, and our diesel levels are being replenished as we speak. So from a reserves capacity, the system is reasonably under control. During the day, we expect that Kendal 4 will return to service by 4 o'clock this afternoon. That is 640 megawatts. However, we do have a number of units that are at high risk. This number totals 1,187 megawatts. The total risk of units where we are operating with known issues, known challenges, is sitting at 6,345. So again, a high number and indicative of the risk that we have inherent in the system at this point in time. Over the weekend, we intend to take out 7 units at a number of power stations to address some of these known faults. That means that we will take off 3,842 megawatts. Demand over the weekend typically is significantly lower, so we don't expect this maintenance program per se to cause load shedding, but of course, if we have breakdowns, the risk will remain. Once we have implemented those repairs, we should be in a position to return off weekend with finished dam levels and also with our diesel levels being restored and those challenges that we have addressed over the weekend. It is, however, disappointing that we have a new plant that is not performing as it should, and clearly that has that's indicative of the state of our new built plants, that they are not delivering as they should, and clearly that is part of the reason why we are facing significant constraints.